You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning of your day or the end of your day personally, we want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. We are going to continue this year being intentional in every facet of our lives. Here's Isabel Davis's new single, I Will Rejoice, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
This is a simple chorus. It says this. My soul will bless the Lord and all that is within me. Oh, my soul will bless the Lord and all that is within me. Say, hey.
My soul,
oh, will bless the Lord and all that is within me.
Every part of
me,
guys, this is Kim Washington, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue. Ooh.
Feeling sure, feeling clear, feeling positive.
Tells me a lot. I know who's on the throne of my life. He tells me all the wrong lefts, and when they go right, he's a king, he's a god, he's a big ass, he's a truth, he's a light, he's a real ass. When he tells me he loves me, I feel it. Ain't nobody on this earth that can steal it. So I
feel
assured,
feel clear, feel the positive.
Said I'm feeling, feeling.
That was Erica Campbell with Positive, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It's time for our Fresh Start segment. Philippians 4 and 8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. I want to encourage you in the midst of everything going on in the world to be positive. Every time I hear Positive by Erica Campbell, it just gives me such joy, so much joy. Over the last 2 weeks, I've been playing it every day. As I listen to it, I get it in my heart and in my spirit that I must choose to be positive each and every day. Listen, I know. You're saying, Emily, you don't even know what I'm dealing with or what my situation is. While that's true, I understand that having a positive mindset, even in the midst of chaos or calamity, is vital. Developing a positive mindset, it takes time, but it can be done. It starts with cultivating an attitude of gratitude or a grateful heart. You must focus on your strengths, your best qualities, and the list goes on. In addition, you must utilize your tongue as a positive tool. Begin to speak and say things that build you up. Proverbs 18 and 21 declares, "The power of the tongue is life and death. Those who love to talk will eat what it produces." Remember what Psalm 30 and 5 says, "And weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." When you are positive and you speak positively and you have a positive mindset, then you can make every day beautiful just by being positive. That's our Fresh Start segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. This year has been flying, but joy seekers, we want you to finish this year out strong and authentically. As you all know, Intentionally You is our theme for 2022. Deanne and I want to help you to become healthily deliberate in every area of your lives. We hope that you will be richly empowered to do what you have been commissioned to do in life with purpose, on purpose. Here's Maverick City Music with Wait on You and Jessica Reedy with I Will on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
I don't believe in fairy tales. I guess I've outgrown them. But that doesn't mean that I don't believe that there's something bigger than me. 'Cause I've seen it in a hospital room when the doctor said sorry. There's nothing more we can do. Well, it wasn't through. I've never seen a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, but I've got a promise I can hold in the middle of the struggle. God, if you said it, you'll perform it. May not be how I want you to, but here's what I'll do. I'm gonna wait on you. I'm gonna wait on you. I've tasted your goodness. I'm trusting your promise. I'm gonna wait on you. Yes, I'm gonna wait on you. know you order every step. Yeah, you are the author, but there's no predicting what is next. But you hold the future, and all the questions, they come second to the one I know is true, yeah. Well, you've always been true, so I'm gonna wait on you.
Myself in the mirror. Who I am and who I see is no longer clear. Time has seemed to slip away, and what I thought was so close feels no longer near. But honestly, I know that I'm wrong. Though I feel weak, something is strong inside of me. So I'm not gonna quit, 'cause I know I've got something inside. And though I fail, I've gotta keep trying. Through the tears, yes, I'm scared, but I won't let fear win, 'cause I hear this voice deep inside telling me that it's not a lie. Yes, I am, and yes, I can, and I will. They said that I could, they always doubt me. Closed doors and rejection, I'm constantly fighting. It's like they want me to throw in the towel. Too many opinions, hate that I asked. How could they know what's been put inside me? They call me crazy, they can't figure me out. But honestly, I know that they're wrong. Though I feel weak, something is strong, oh, inside of me. So I'm not gonna quit, cause I've got something special inside. Though I feel I've gotta keep trying through the tears. Yeah, I'm scared, but I won't let fear win. Cause I hear a voice deep inside telling me no, it's not a lie. Yeah, I am. Yeah, I can. And I will. Is it you? It must have been you. The voice, is it you, Lord, telling me not to quit? Oh my God, it's been you. The whole time it's been you. Thank you, Jesus, it's been you. You've been pushing me not to quit. Inside, and though I fell, I gotta keep trying through the tears. Yeah, I might be scared, but I won't let fear win. Cause I hear your voice inside telling me no, it's not a lie. Yeah, I am. Yes, I can. And I will. I promise I will. Lord, I will. Yeah. I will.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
This is your Renewed Heart segment, When You Wait. If you're like me, you sometimes feel lost, overwhelmed by the weight of this world, trying to find your place in it, possibly even wanting to do the work of the Lord, but not knowing where to start. If you're looking to do work, let me tell you, there is no work like the work God has for each of us. Seek Him for His guidance in all areas, and He will lead you. Look, I know you're wondering the 5 W's and 1 H, you know, like we learned in school, who, what, when, where, why, and how. There are times when the answers appear to be right in front of your face. There are times when the road seems full of letdowns and difficulties and setbacks and failures. There may be times when your heart cries out to God in desperation because our human frailty will not allow us to see past the unknown. But my God, you are the source of our supply. You keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because we trust you. At least that's what Isaiah 26:3 says. I am going to speak from the International Children's Bible that says, "You, Lord, give true peace. You give peace to those who depend on you. You give peace to those who trust you." That word trust We see it often in Scripture. We hear it often when dealing with others. The definition of trust is a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. Reliability, the quality of being trustworthy or of performing consistently well. Truth, look, the word G-O-D has its own definition for truth. Ability is competence in doing something, natural aptitude or acquired proficiency. And last but not least, strength, the quality or state of being physically strong. But the one I want to focus on is the capacity of an object or substance to withstand great force or pressure. I know we want to look for friends to give us advice, help lead us, and know how to help us get through our daily lives. Sometimes we get upset when we don't have someone we can trust in our lives, but I'm going to take a word from each of the definitions I just mentioned. Who do you know that performs consistently well in their ability to be truthful and has the capacity of not just being physically strong, but has the capacity to withstand great force or pressure? Remember, I said consistently well. I will answer that for you. No one. No one but God. When you read the book of Isaiah, it is a turning point for the Israelites. It speaks of their judgment, but it also gives hope because we come to know about the coming of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 40:31, where we are told, "They who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength." Well, in the International Children's Bible, it says, "But the people who trust the Lord will become strong again. They will be able to rise up as an eagle in the sky. They will run without needing rest. They will walk without becoming tired." I know you've been tired. I know you've been weak. I know you've been everywhere trying to figure out things yourself. But God is not the author of confusion. He can and will deliver us from the bondage that encapsulates our minds when we put our trust in ourselves or others without putting our trust in Him. They who wait on the Lord. They who wait on the Lord. Those who wait on the Lord. Every day you're waiting, He's giving answers. Every day you're praising, He's giving answers. Every day you seek Him, He's giving answers. Even if every day you say, "God, I'm going to wait on you. Lord, I'm going to seek your direction. Lord, I'm going to praise you in the midst." Please rest assured. Just like when our kids ask for something and we're not ready to give it to them quite yet. Maybe they're not old enough. Maybe they're not wise enough to handle it. Maybe they just don't need it right now or at all. Giving anything to someone who is not ready for it prematurely can have disastrous results. Everything happens within God's time when we trust Him and seek His advice. Think about our young people again. When we say, if they would just listen. Look, when we just listen to God and seek Him, He will prepare us for His work. And that's what happens when you wait. This is your Renewed Heart segment.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. Listen, we are so excited to share our special guest for this evening. Joy Seekers, please help us welcome Coach Crystal Clear.
Hi, guys. Hello, everyone. How are you? How are you, ladies?
Great.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us on this evening. So we're just going to dive right in. Tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself and what you do.
So I'm Crystal Clear. I like to go by that because my heart is so much for the community. I do ministry, but I believe that I am the church, and I believe that I get to sit in pockets and spaces that may not be popular. And so what that looks like is I'm a coach. I'm a life coach. Not only am I a life coach, I am the founder of a nonprofit called Rock, Paper, Scissors Foundation, and it's rock. No matter what you throw at me, paper, no matter how you crumble me, scissors, no matter how you cut me, I am an overcomer. And we simply give a voice to those that have been silenced by any form of sexual, emotional, physical abuse, human trafficking, awareness, and of course, fear and insecurity come along with that. And then we tackle the mental health. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm Deanne. So when the pandemic hit at the beginning of 2020, all of us had to do a hard reset. So what are some things that changed for you as a pastor, certified life coach, author, and entrepreneur?
So for me, I think that we got in the routine of being in a building and being able to have community. And it was so, it was devastating for some of us because we were on lockdown. We had to sit with ourselves. We had to sit with our real thoughts and emotions. We couldn't run from things anymore. We had to address the fact that maybe we were busy or maybe we were serving even at church or a nonprofit or in the community to avoid certain issues. Some of us that had relational issues, things that we had before the Lord that we were asking him to fix and to really just come in and heal and deliver, we had to be in the same house on a regular basis. And there was no running from the silent elephant in the room, right? And there was no pretending. There was no sit over here, Johnny, sit over here, Keisha, because mom needs this moment. Everybody was in everybody's space. And I think it was just a real good reality check to see where we really were, where our heart posture was, how we walked out gratitude, how we really took life for granted, even sometimes the simple things, just going to the store. To be honest with you, for me, I just thought of it as just a normal luxury to go to the store. And once the lockdown lifted and we were able to go into the grocery store, I was like, oh my gosh, I can go to Target and I don't have to stand in this line. I think it just really, it made us evaluate not only our relationships, our mental health, what was important to us. I think the people's relationships, friendships shifted during the pandemic. I think people had to be able to get real with their self. You'll hear me talk a lot about like maybe mental health just a little bit, because that's a lane that something that God has done so much work in me. I have those pockets of mental health, but then I also have the pockets of victory. So being a believer, being a leader, being in the front, and then still having those struggles, but then realizing that I still carry oil, that I'm still anointed, that I still could prophesy, that my mind's not crazy, right? Like all those types of things that he never told me to keep carrying this stuff, but that he would provide me new joy every morning as I brought those things. Like in Genesis, he made me. So he already knew I was going to have these hangups. So I think that was one thing for me that I really connected with. I think that during the pandemic, I would wonder why, and I don't know why I'm going here. I'm pretty spirit led. So I'll just go with what I'm feeling with what you're asking me is during the pandemic, I kept wondering, I'm like, man, now, you know what depression looks like. You know what anxiety looks like. Now, they're saying this is a pandemic, but some of this is deeper rooted. Yeah. And you really can't pretend that it's not there anymore because it's visible, right? Yeah. And so I think even if I go into the church part of it, serving the church, we had to find a niche to bring families together to make sure that they had something to fill them up in their home. And so the ministry that I got to be a part of at that time, as I've relocated since then and got to sit on their staff as one of their pastors at that time, we start taping in the home and making it very personal. We had to realize that it wasn't religion anymore, but it was relationship, y'all. Yeah. That's what mattered. Yeah. It wasn't that checklist Jesus that we knew. Right. It wasn't you. I'm showing up at Sunday school. In our minds, some of us have been conditioned religion-wise because you couldn't show up at Sunday school. Uh-huh. And you still had to claim the blessing and declare and decree the blessing that was already yours. Right. I mean, you had to literally believe and know that it had nothing to do with the building, but you were. It was your heart posture. It was your connection. And so I think those are some of the things. I hope I answered your question.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But those are some of the things that I personally had to do. Plus every entrepreneurial goal that you had in your mind. We watched people come out the pandemics with degrees. Everybody's an entrepreneur. Yes. Everybody, if you had something you wanted in your heart, right, Emily? Like if there was something hurt, you going, this thing's going to go now.
Yeah.
And so we all had that opportunity. It didn't matter about big eyes and little U's. Everybody had an opportunity to birth something new.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yes. Okay, so let's talk about your book, Starting Over and Trusting God to Put You Back Together Again. And in this book, you give readers a behind-the-scenes glimpse at pain turned into purpose. Tell us what motivated or inspired you to write this book.
So this is my book, and that's exactly the subtitle, and I love that because it's with shattered glass. And as you see my face on here, what was happening, you guys, was I was walking around leading an organization, married, 17 years of marriage, more committed to pretending as if everything was okay and that we had a healthy marriage versus really getting to the fact of, okay, Lord, I know that you love me. I know that you're not, that you want me to stay married, but I also know that there's these biblical principles that say that we can part. And I was shattered and I was devastated because my identity was wrapped up in a marriage, my title, the Mrs., the his wife, the Miss Clark. It was not, I didn't know who I was. Like my identity had been wrapped up in those things because I had mother issues, which were further abandonment issues. If we were to go deeper, like spiritually orphan issues, I think, and I want to say this here in this pocket of time, because I believe that someone's going to listen to this interview and they're going to be able to identify with this moment. But I do believe that there's so many times that we're looking for value in people, places, and things because our inner child is screaming. And I think, believe and know that because my mother was an amazing woman, was a godly woman, but I had to earn her love. Her love was not given to me based off of just free will. It was like, oh my goodness, Chris got A's. Oh my goodness, Chris did her Easter speech. And so I got into performance mode and even showed up in a marriage performing and looking at getting in a marriage. Coming out of sexual, some of my testimony is that I had, I'm a survivor of childhood sexual abuse, molestation, rape, you name it. I'll go down the list, PTSD, suicide ideation, like you name it, I've experienced it. Miscarriages, all those things, I've walked them all out. So those are the things that make me kind of an expert. And the reason that they make me an expert is because I had to master, I had to walk through them and not around them anymore because they were just coming right back around. And so this book, I even know that there's a part in the book that says, what happens when the ring comes off? Who are you, Crystal? And then deciding to not let my past rob my future. And so that's why I wrote it, because of just the performance-based behavior that I had, being that my parents were leaders, that they were pastors, people pleasing, hangups that I had from the shame from being abused, being that it was better to keep a secret or to appear like everything was okay when we know that we're only as sick as our secrets. And those are the types of things that also can create pockets and moments of mental health because we're stuffing, right? So if we don't address those things, and I take those childhood wounds into my teenage years, I take those childhood wounds into my adult years, broken man, broken woman, broken marriage. And then I had to get to the point that I asked the Lord, I was sitting before his feet and I was really interceding and just believing that God was going to do something. Because in my world, I don't know if everyone on your listeners, you may not be a believer, but I want to give you one of my tools because I do believe I would intercede. And that simply means pray. There's not a fancy way to pray. You just talk to God how you talk to him. And I would talk to him, you guys, and ask him to heal something. And he said, how do I fix something I never blessed? So get in the clearance from the Lord in your everyday lifestyle. Will help you not have shattered pieces. When we don't walk in obedience, then he can't read his favor. Is his grace still sufficient? Yes. Has he forgiven us? Yes. Do we still walk in shame? No, but a lot of times I found myself beating my own self up, looking in the mirror, beating my own self up. So I got to a point that I wanted to reap all of his benefits and I wanted my DNA to match the DNA that he says he has. And my DNA didn't. My DNA was performance-based. It was appearance-based. It reeked of a girl that would sit in a corner, that would go to church and would not be filled. Not because the church wasn't good, but because I didn't know how to let go of shame, because something was operating just a little bit different here. Not anything crazy. And that's where this mental health piece comes in and breaking the stigma off of that. Sometimes people, you have to rewire your brain if you've had trauma. And if you've denied things and denied yourself of his promises and the fulfillment, how can he cleanse and fix something that you're not willing to give him? You're still asking him why. So when you stop asking why and you say, bring back to my attention, Lord, the things that you need me to know and the things that you want me to, the places you want me to heal, then it gives him an opportunity to make us white as snow. But until then, we're just filthy rags, right? And that's where the mental health piece and the trauma kind of merges and marries for me.
Actually, the next question, you probably touched on it.
because I can go. And that's why when I said, and it's funny, you guys, for all the listeners, I was telling Emily today when she reached out to me, I said, oh man, I might not be as chatty, but it looks like Holy Spirit has showed up because I am. We're talking here. We're talking.
Right. So on a personal level, how has the power of restoration and healing transform your life as you've turned pain into purpose? So I'm going to ask you, because you kind of touched on how that happened, but how do you use that pain that you've gone through to be able to help encourage or coach others that you work with?
Well, I think that being able to identify that pain, to know my truth, and to daily I sit in a self-inventory as well. And self-inventory is I stay in touch with my truth. I stay in touch with who I used to be, who I want to be, and where the Lord is taking me. And I take what I know and what I've experienced, because I haven't had an easy life, right? But I'm not a victim. It started off, it was robbed in my childhood when I was molested by a woman, and not even a man, which made relationships with female a little bit awkward for me, right? And so it's for me to take those experiences partnered with the gift of hearing the Lord clearly on top of the knowledge that he's given me to be certified and to sit in spaces and pockets with them to help break them free, coach them to freedom, give them direction, and not make myself an idol, but put my hand and their hand together so that they can hold the hands of Jesus. So that's the way I coach. And a lot of people I coach are not believers, but by the time we get done, they want to know. They want to know the secret sauce, because everyone wants to feel the value of the Lord. Everyone wants to feel loved. And so I think modeling it out, because I've experienced a lot of the things that I've coached about, I can tell you how to turn your trauma into triumph, because I've walked it out. And so there's that empathy. But then I also know when we are in a cycle of being self-sabotaging or imposter syndrome because it's too hard. Lord, I'll give you the issue that's going on with my baby's daddy, but I won't deal with the fact that I only attracted this type of a man because my father molested me and I didn't want to deal with it. Do you know, we're going to the root. We're coaching, we're going deep. I don't do fluffy coaching. I'm very sensitive to people and where they are. But if someone didn't tell me the truth finally, then I would just continue to be stuck. And so those are kind of methods, but we do a lot of, like, when I'm coaching, I have a coaching group, and we're actually starting back up September 8th. I believe that's the date, but it's phenomenal because the Lord has showed me how to create a safe space. We go through attachment styles. You name it, the things that he's had me kind of ride the wave with the ladies makes them think, what's your apology style? If you don't know what your apology style is, you don't even know how to accept an apology from your abuser, apologize to yourself, or from your spouse. It's just about digging deeper. And so those, we take their past traumas and we use those as leverages to make things triumphant. So there's no wasted pain. And so that's kind of how we coach in that regard. And it's fun, it's rewarding, and I love it. Like, I love to see people win and to get free. And can y'all imagine how many people have been on the trauma sites have been abused and they had never told anybody to me, but me all this time.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
And so it's like, what do you do if you want to get in a relationship? And then they get in a relationship and it's so funny how the enemy will tempt us prior, some of us prior, then you get in there and it's like, and then all this stuff wants to come to the forefront that you didn't handle. So why don't we just pull it up?
Right.
So we don't have to go back around. I've already bumped my head for you, sis. Like, let me walk this thing out with you.
Right. And you know, we live in such an interesting society, especially with social media now, where, you know, on one hand, we're very pro-victim kind of in a sense, which, you know, naturally we should be like making sure that we're our brother's keeper. Right. But then there's another side that is so chastising, you know, those who have been victimized, but then who make someone else a victim. And it's like, we have to get to a point where we stop these vicious circles of things where people don't let out secrets or past things. Because I was listening to a sermon the other day, T.D. Jakes, and he was talking about letting go of your past. And so many of us hold on to things because, you know, we're ashamed of them and we don't want anybody to know. But then everybody in the room has a past. There's nobody who does not, especially an adult now, you know, who does not have something that they're hiding from. And like you said, if you're not hiding it, then if you let it go, somebody's gonna say, oh, look at them. You know, they're gonna be judgmental about it. So we need to just kind of approach life as if, you know, God, I'm not going to hold on to these past things. I'm not going to hold on to these things that are breaking me apart, causing me to crumble on the inside. I need to address it for what it is and ask you to deliver me, because everybody in the room, you know, everybody. And then sometimes
the other people make you what I'm saying is, y'all, it's because of other people. And yes. Just because you're healing or Crystal's healing, right? Coach, I'm healing, does not mean someone else is. Exactly. And so they're looking for an opportunity to point, and that's why it's an audience of one. Yeah. When we're this way, we don't have to worry about that. So I'm sorry to cut you off, but that just literally dropped in my heart. That is the problem, you guys, because we're performing for the wrong people.
Yeah.
Those are the people that are not, they can't get you to the next place. No. The only person, this is your PR.
Yeah.
This is your peacemaker. This is the captain of your peace. This is the person that endorses you.
Yes.
Like literally, this is the person you can wake up overnight and have a phone call.
Yes.
This is the person that can take one video and make it go viral.
Yes.
Because whether you're doing a good job,
yeah,
I'm going to tell you this. One thing I learned, I could be doing the best work and someone's going to have something to say.
Oh,
I could have done something horrible. Mm-hmm. And what you just said, which is so true, and I feel like you're going to piggyback off of this. Mm-hmm. Look at this. People are not even... they're holding people accountable based off of popularity. Mm-hmm. So we can't see what this person over here has done or what this person, but I can see what this person's done because this person's not as much popular, but this person can do this and do that. And that's not right.
Yeah, we're all have seen.
Yes.
Human beings. Yeah, we've got to get into that mentality that all of us have sinned. But then when we create this judgment zone, like, then it just makes us a little bit, you know, it almost humiliates us instead of humbles us.
All right. So we touched on a little bit about your nonprofit Rock, Paper, Scissors. And I love the introduction you gave to us regarding it. But we want our listening audience to know a little bit more about the story of its inception and because we want to support. I'm a big proponent of supporting.
Well, so I love it. I'm passionate about it because I told the Lord that once he gave me some healing, it was my due diligence to give back. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of, we are a nonprofit that caters to all types of people. Right now, my heart with the human trafficking, we are really connecting with the brown girls. Because that's so necessary, because it's not really talked about in our community. The mental health piece, I have a personal mandate to help unmask what that looks like in our community as well, in all communities, but in our community as well. So we've been having these mental health check-ins we just had our Break the Silence conference that we have mental health check-in. We had the privilege of having Dr. Carolyn Leaf. She's amazing. She's a neurobrain scientist. This is our second time having her. She's awesome. And then we had Michelle Williams that used to sing with Destiny's Child. She was with us. And then my girlfriend, Jessica Reedy, gospel artist and phenomenal therapist, family and mental health therapist, Jay Barnett. He was phenomenal. The conference, and then just little on me. And the conference, when I tell you, it was amazing. It was like life-changing. So look out for that. That's going to be going from state to state. So when we talk support and things, we can totally talk about that. We are 501c3, so there's tax write-offs that come with donations. We are in the schools, so we have mentorship and programs in the schools. We have our Lily program, which is a program that really gears towards preventive human trafficking for girls, but also self-esteem. So even through this program, you guys, God's been so gracious. There's been a couple of girls, six that I can think of off top hand, that we were able to get out of a situation where they were being abused by like an uncle or a stepdad. And maybe mom just wasn't strong enough, or either mom didn't know, and then get them the right support and help that they needed. So that's a part of what we do. Can you imagine changing someone's bloodline, getting them the help that they need now so that they can be successful in college and successful in a marriage and not end up like some of us that stuffed in death, and then we're going and bleeding all over people. And sometimes we're not even bad people. So like, even with myself, I know one of the reasons that this nonprofit, we're so gracious, like with my team, most everyone's a survivor. We have different type of people, but this is a voice to the voiceless. This is people that are owning their truth. This is people that are not judging, that are saying, I'm going to break the bloodline, the cycle within my family. I'm going to be the game changer. I am the cycle breaker, you know, kind of the mindset. And then we also have our new programming that is around human trafficking awareness, but mental health in the high school this year. And it's a cohort program. And we will, just like we had the conference for the grownups, we're going to have an amazing lineup for the young people. And the tools that they'll get now is like, it's okay not to be okay, but it's not okay to stay stuck. It's okay to say that you're feeling uncomfortable. It's okay to know that certain spaces you may not fit in. Conversations that we all needed, right? So if we show them how to do that now, then if they are anxious, they know how to ask for accommodations. They don't have to feel bad if they need a 504 plan. Right. They don't have to feel bad if they need gum when they're taking a test because their nerves are so bad, or because last night they heard something going on in their home that triggered them. Right. It's okay for them to deal with their real emotions. So those are some of the things. Trying to think what else we do. Oh, we create awareness campaigns and things like that on social media, but I'm pretty excited about this tour.
So July is National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. And how can we admonish people to make mental health a priority, especially people of color?
Well, what I would like to say to you is, if you're listening on the other line, if you are tired of showing up phony, masked, and walking in shame. One of the things that I say, I trademarked it because it is just what I know to say to you, shame off of you. You deserve freedom. You deserve to embrace your differences. You deserve to be able to show up in a space and be happy and be who you are. Whether some days you're on or you're off, whether you struggle in your mind, whether you struggle with anxiety, whether you struggle with PTSD, any of these things, make a decision that you're not doing God a disservice. You're actually doing him a disservice by not embracing your best life, because he created you for happiness. How do you show up in a Habakkuk 2:2 moment and start a new business if you're broken and you can't identify the fact that some of your pain is because you may just need a little bit of extra appeal because your endorphins just off a little bit, or maybe your self-care looks like you have to walk in the mornings and create those spaces. You have to exercise to get yourself on a flow. Take time to realize that therapy is an essential. Therapy is an essential if you're in the front, the back. It's an essential for you to be able to dialogue in a safe space and to be able to share your feelings, to get growth to see where your blind spots are. When you're driving in a car, when you get in an accident because you have a blind spot, it's because you didn't see it. Mm-hmm. So the Lord creates us for community and partnership. Mm-hmm. And when one or two, it's better when there's two of us together, right? When we come together, that is for community. So decide that you're not going to be about appearances, that you're only going to care about what the Lord has for you. He knew that you were going to have this complication before you were even born. He knows all. And so go ahead and embrace that. Don't shy away from natural medicines if that's what you need. I believe in deliverance. I believe in miracles. I'll use myself for example. Depression and anxiety is something that I toiled with a lot because of the traumas, being a sexual assault survivor. But I was able, the Lord helped me, and I was able to kind of get those underway. I still have moments, but those moments, I'm literally like, Lord, you made my mind. I need you to line up.
Yeah.
I need you to line up. I'm putting my hands on here and I'm speaking over my mind. Mind, line up. And if for some reason it's a harder day, then I call someone that's accountable. I call a friend, a life coach. I call a pastor friend. I call someone that can hear what I'm saying without the filters of my wounds. They can literally hear me. And I allow them to sit in that pocket with me. That's what it looks like to be accountable. Yeah. And I think a lot of times we're just walking, like I said, in shame. And so we're just showing up into these spaces. Another thing, if the doctor says you need medicine, just don't let them, if it's something that makes you feel totally off, then don't take it. Right. But if it helps you, take it until the miracle comes. And if God never decides to deliver you in that way, you don't get a miracle. I'm waiting on one of mine. I have ADHD really bad. They just diagnosed me. I'm like, thank God, at least I know what it is now. And for all this time, I've been trying to hide it, but it's so evident. And I feel so much more freedom because now I'm like, okay, Crystal, this is your ADHD brain. What are the things you need to do to be organized? How do you handle this? How do you show up in a space like this? So someone else that may be project manager is not thrown off by the way that you move, right? I had to get good at being okay with being who he created me to be. So they gave me a pill for that. You guys, the pill, this particular pill was off. I said, I'm not going to take that. I can manage this, me and the Lord for now. When you have the right fit for me, because it's going to help my team work better with me because I am ADHD, guess what? Then I'll take it. Will God give me a miracle? He may. I'm believing for it. But if he doesn't, guess what? Guess who's going to take that little pill? Me. I didn't take the pill for the depression. I didn't take it for the anxiety or the PTSD. Will I take it for the ADHD? Yes, if I need it, because I'm not walking in shame. It's going to make me be a better version of Crystal.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
It's that simple. If you can just choose yourself and let me say this as a community and as African-Americans, and we're talking about minorities and people of color and brown people, black people, y'all stop thinking that just because someone goes to a therapist or takes medicine or has any of these conditions, that they're crazy. Let's take the stigma off. That's what's making it worse. You're going to have a child that's trauma bonding or that's early sexually active looking to fill a void of depression in a man because they think that they're crazy if they need to take a pill. Stop it.
Yeah.
We're casting labels and blames on people and we don't want that on us. Yeah. So let's do what we have to do. You guys, look at how much stuff we're seeing happen in the news. Yeah. People right now are losing it. And if more people would have just be okay with identifying the fact that something is just not right at the moment. Now, just because some of the stuff is extreme. So just mental health doesn't always look like that. Mental health can look like this. More than 80% of my girlfriends have it that are bosses. Yeah. Like you would never know looking at you ladies. It does not mean that you don't struggle with something, right?
Right.
Yes. I see that. I see those right. So I know that we get it. Yes. But we also understand the power, the dunamis power of the Lord.
Yes.
So we understand that, but then we understand. So this is what I like to say, and then I'm a hush. I understand the natural and the spiritual. Mm-hmm. So if my natural man needs a little tune up, I'm not going to let my car break down.
Yeah.
So when he gives me a supernatural, which would be the oil that I need to, then good. But for now, we're on tune up mode.
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely. So, Miss Coach Crystal,
Being intentional is so important for us to thrive in our everyday lives. And this year, Deanne and I, we decided that our show theme for 2022 was going to be intentional living. So we want you to share how you are living intentionally.
I'm living intentionally in my truth. I am no longer walking around and pretending that everything's okay when it's not. I'm not allowing myself to wallow in things and be a victim, but I'm taking responsibility for my actions, my emotions, and my thoughts. I do a self-inventory. I mentioned that earlier. I'm sitting with myself and looking at my pockets of pain, hope, and promise on a regular basis. I'm looking at the things that the Lord placed in my heart that he's asking me to create, and I'm being a good steward over what's in front of me. Until my next arrives, I will steward what's in front of me the appropriate way. And that's how I'm being intentional.
All right. Well, what do you want your legacy to be?
I want my legacy to be a legacy of truth and honor, that although this girl went through hell on earth, she never stopped ticking, that she was able to overcome everything that was thrown at her. If I start telling you my story, you would think I was a living liar because it's that many layers and pieces. But if I can still stand, then you can still stand. That I'm not a victim in my storm. Yeah. That in my storm, I carry an umbrella. And then when it gets too windy and it gets too wet, I get a raincoat and I just walk it out. I just don't quit. Even if I have to whisper, I just don't quit. I won't quit. Won't stop, can't stop. So my legacy is that my daughter will be able to overcome everything that she deals with mental health wise. That's which much greater than what I've had to go through, so that we break the cycle with me.
Well, Coach Crystal, we know that you do things with Rock, Paper, Scissors Foundation, and you've already spoken to us about the things that you're going to be doing with that. And we definitely are going to have our listening audience to support that. But I know that you also travel to coach and speak. And I don't know, but a birdie told me that you're going to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex on next Sunday. So tell us a little bit about how the listening audience from the Dallas-Fort Worth area can participate in that event.
Absolutely. You're so funny. Let me pull up the flyer. So I am... And another thing is you can connect with me through my text community. Every day there's affirmations, mental health tips. I take prayer requests and give information about coaching. So I'll give you that information. So the Brown Girls Brunch is going to be at the Urbans Arts Center. Mm-hmm. And they are still selling tickets. And it looks like it's going to be a lot of networking. Mm-hmm. It's going to be super duper fun. They have Dr. Katrina on here as one of the hosts. There's Breely Evans, I believe, as well, out of Atlanta. Shantae Moore's on here. Michelle Carter. There's some other Dallas heads that you guys have. So I'm excited, you guys. We're going to have a panel, and we're going to just talk about real life, and people are going to get connected and just have a good time. Wow. So if you want to come, come. I am Rock, Paper, Scissors Foundation on Instagram, and I can... the flyer's there, and you guys can purchase tickets. I don't really know the price, y'all. It might be like $180, $70, but yes, they're still selling seats.
Well, that's good to know, listening audience. So make sure you will have that information posted for you guys. So I want you to take advantage of that opportunity, because we know that truly there's going to be some healing and some great information that's going to be shared at this event.
Thank you.
All right. So we got the special events down, and how can our listeners support Rock, Paper, Scissors Foundation? How can they donate? Should they just go on Instagram, or do you have a website?
Oh, no, we have a website. So okay. We have websites. So www.rockpaperscissorsfoundation.org. And then we also have www.crystal, K-R-I-S-T-A-L, clear, K-L-E-A-R.org. And you can get to the rock, paper, scissors there, or what have you. The Crystal Clear has like all the coaching, has all the events. The rock, paper, scissors has our programming. Either way, you can connect with us. We are on Instagram under Rock Paper Scissors Foundation or Crystal Clear. And that's Crystal with a K and Clear with a K. So all forms of social media, even Facebook, Rock Paper Scissors page is there as well. Yeah.
All right.
And there's a donation link right there on the top of both websites.
Donate.
We got to support our foundations. They do so well in the community. They do so much work. Yes. As a nonprofit consultant, I'm encouraging everyone to donate.
Absolutely. As a fellow nonprofit founder, I'm encouraging you all to support too, because we cannot do what we do without the support of the community.
Yes.
Aww.
Definitely.
So, Coach Crystal, we thank you so much for being with us on this evening. We know that you are truly a blessing to all of our listening audience. Thank you for your time. You are officially now a member of the Brand New Day family. So anytime you want to come on and talk about different topics and issues and things that are coming up for you, just give us a call, email, or text, and we'll be more than happy to have you on.
We're gonna get out there for that mental health check-in. So let's see what that looks like, and we'll talk to you guys as well again offline. I want to say thank you for having me. And if you guys are on here and you hear my voice, if you didn't take anything else from me, you are only as sick as your secrets. Walk in your freedom, and you don't have to let your past define you.
Amen.
We want to thank Coach Crystal Clear again for joining the Brand New Day family today. What a powerful interview. Joy Seekers, if you are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, please show your support to Coach Crystal by attending the Brown Girl Brunch on Sunday, July 24th. For more information and to purchase tickets, log on to eventbrite.com. and type in the name of the event. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Here's Anthony Brown and Group Therapy with Enough.
Tell you that you're not great, or that you're not fearfully and wonderfully made. You are special, a designer's original. It doesn't matter what they say or what they do. All that matters is how you feel about you. You're amazing moment that you think so. So don't you dare say that it's over until God says that it's done. You still have a life to live. You still have a race to run. And with each step, keep moving forward, and He'll be there. Whatever you do, don't forget, you have enough. God gave you enough. You are enough. And you will get through this. Tell about you, your smile, your personality, and looks too, is what makes you such a gift to those who love you. By the time that this is done, I hope you realize how incredible you are in God's eyes.
when he made you. I can tell he really took his time. And don't you dare say that it's over until God says that it's done. You still have a life to live. You still have a race to run. And with each step, keep moving forward. And he'll be there for everyone. And whatever you do, don't forget. You have enough. Promised you will get through this. You're gonna be fine, yeah, better than fine. Get ready to shine. You will get through this.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue. It is time for the Live Smart segment on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. July is B.B. Moore Campbell National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month, also known as BIPOC, Mental Health Month. Formally recognized in June 2008 and currently designated as B.B. Moore Campbell National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month, was created to bring awareness to the unique struggles that underrepresented groups face in regards to mental illness in the United States. B.B. Moore Campbell was an American author, journalist, teacher, and mental health advocate who worked tirelessly to shed light on mental health needs of the Black community
and other underrepresented communities. To continue the visionary work of B.B. Moore Campbell, each year Mental Health America, MHA, develops a public education campaign dedicated to addressing the mental health needs of Black, Indigenous, and people of color. Mental Health America recognizes that Black, Indigenous, and people of color have rich histories that go hashtag beyond the numbers. While there are stories of resilience born out of oppression, persecution, and abuse, there is immeasurable strength in each of these cultures. In an increasingly diversified America, we acknowledge that specificity of individual group experiences and how it relates to their beliefs and well-being. BIPOC communities are significantly more likely to develop mental health conditions. And one of the major barriers to mental health treatment is access and the need to understand mental health support. Hashtag Beyond the Numbers explores the nuances and uniqueness of BIPOC communities. This year's theme for BIPOC Mental Health Month is hashtag Beyond the Numbers. Join Mental Health America and Brand New Day, and together we can gain knowledge on historical context, systems of support, and actionable ways to move forward towards a mentally healthy future. For more information and to learn more about BIPOC Mental Health Month, log on to www.mhanational.org. That's our Live Smart segment.
We are living in some crazy times. Uncertainties are everywhere. If we keep the faith and believe, we will receive, but we've got to see it.
I can see my victory. Your favor's all over me. You've made a way indeed. I trust you, I believe. I can see my victory. Your favor's all over me. Thank you.
What's up, everybody? Isabel Davis here, and you are listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
That was Kim Washington with I See It.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. All right, Joy Seekers, we know it's been a minute since we last had our last book club discussion, but the wait is over. Join the Brand New Day Book Club's upcoming virtual book club discussion this fall.
Our book selection for this time is Big, Bold, and Beautiful by Kiara Shear Kelly, who is a gospel songwriter, fashion designer, Grammy Award nominee, multi-stellar award winner, actress, entrepreneur, author, and creative director. Ooh, that's a mouthful. Do you ever feel like you don't match up to what the world wants you to be?
In this immersive and inspirational book, Kiara Sherrod Kelly shares her hard-won advice on body positivity, spiritual self-care, goal setting, finding your joy, and living boldly in faith, empowering you to grab the life you were meant to lead. Every one of us was born to make a difference.
It's time to embrace what makes you, because that's what the world sees as negative. God makes it into a positive. We are asking all listeners to purchase a copy of the book and read it by Thursday, September 22nd, for our virtual book club discussion on Saturday, September 24th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. More details coming soon.
You may purchase the book at Amazon.com or any of your local bookstores. Register to join the book club by logging on to www.brandnewdayemily.com/events.
Wanna make it last through the night. Hey, it's because of your goodness and all the joy you brought to my life. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Clouds away, brighter day. I don't care. Come on!
Hey, this is Lamont Sanders, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue. Let's go.
That was Happy by Fred Hammond, and you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Well, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to the E-Man After Show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight, and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, check out our We Talk Radio website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com and follow We Talk Radio on all social media platforms at We Talk Radio. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty, and keep the conversation going. Tell us how you are becoming or being intentionally you. Let's recap. Our Fresh Start segment was Be Positive. Our Renewed Heart segment was When You Wait. Our Live Smart segment was Beyond the Numbers. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. God, thank you for this day, this time, and this season. We thank you, Lord God, for being great. God, we feel that we're on the cusp, on the verge of something awesome and amazing. So God, create in us a clean heart and renew within us a right spirit, oh God. God, we want to be prepared for the positioning that you're getting ready to put us in, God. We know you're going to make room for us, oh God, and bring us before great men with our gifts, oh God. So prepare the way, Lord God. Clean us up and wash us, Lord God. Do everything that is necessary so that we can be equipped and prepared for the manifestation of the blessings that you have for us, oh God. We pray for the world. We pray, Lord God, that you bring peace where there is calamity and chaos. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that your word says, peace be still. God, we speak peace to the earth, oh God. We speak peace to your planet, what you created. We speak peace to your creation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you and we bless you and we give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We would like to leave you with a motivational quote from Brené Brown. Authenticity is the daily practice of letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we are. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's Ja'Kalyn Carr with Major.
I can see it, I can hear it, I can feel it, I can. I can see it, I can hear it, I can feel it, I can. I can see it, I can hear it, I can feel it, I can. I can see it, I can hear it, I can feel it, I can't explain it, but I know that it's major. I can't explain it, but I know that it's major. I can't explain it, but I know that it's major. I can't explain it, but I know that it's major. I can see.
I can see it, I can hear it.
explain it, but I know. But listen, I can see it. That shall be your testimony. Believe that, clap your hands and give a praise up in here.